This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV. We're back on again. We had a little tape playing for a part of hour number one because we had a problem with our Comrex connection. But we are back on the air again and doing just fine. And glad to be back. Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV, USA Radio, your relentless warrior. Conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made and proud of it. Find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from Las Vegas and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my first shot in radio. Good taste, Ed Stoltz. Good decision, Ed Stoltz. And a good man, Ed Stoltz. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you could trust them. The U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. Great Christmas gift. You still have time. There's about 11 days left to Christmas, so you still have time, but it's the last hours to do this. The Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, I've got nothing to do with it. I don't make any profit on it. I have no ownership in U.S. Gold Bureau, but they named it after me because I wanted them to put together this amazing package that would make kids' eyes bulge out. For your kids, for your grandkids, for your nieces, for your nephews, or maybe even for the kid in you, 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Dealer cost means wholesale. Now you get to buy wholesale just like the dealers do. The gold dealers. Amazing. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. So that holds 500 coins. You get a big collection. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. Greatest Christmas gift in the world for your kids. How do I know? I'm giving three of my four kids this very gift. This has been wrapped and it's put under the tree. Three of my four kids are getting it. You're asking why not the fourth? She's 26 years old and she lives very far away in another country, which I never discussed on the air for security purposes, but she's not going to carry it back with her to another country. It's heavy. It's heavy loot, man. 800-885-4653 or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. If you already own precious metals, you're wanting to become a true investor, not just a collector. They also have special offers on customized investment packages, ideal for diversifying your portfolio, or if you've ever been to any other dealer and they've given you an offer on a certain collection of gold or silver or coins, rare coins, just let them know, and they will beat any offer in the country. The phone number again, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. All right, the call-in number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically, that's 833-927-8255. All right, let's talk for a second, hold on a second, let's talk for a second here about my commentary coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all over this country. It's called Real News is Stranger Than Fiction. It's now nationally syndicated, my columns, just as my radio show is, just as my TV show is. My newspaper column, also nationally syndicated. Real News is Stranger Than Fiction. Thanks to the collusion and conspiracy of the mainstream media, the D.C. swamp, and the deep state, real news is stranger than fiction nowadays. Let's start with the funniest line of the week by outgoing Ohio Governor John Kasich. Republican Kasich is mulling over a GOP presidential primary run in 2020. He admitted days ago that he probably couldn't beat Trump in a GOP primary today. Probably. That's funny. 10,000 to 15,000 Americans turned up for every Trump rally, waiting long hours in cold, heat, rain, wind, and snow. Kasich couldn't attract a crowd to phone booth. Kasich wouldn't break 3% of the vote in a GOP primary versus Trump. Probably. But Democrats are even funnier. Democrats keep saying President Trump should be impeached if he broke the law because, quote, no one is above the law. Except, of course, every single illegal alien in America. Democrats support ending ICE, leaving no one to arrest illegal aliens. They support sanctuary cities, and now they even support sanctuary courtrooms. Just this week, a Democrat judge in Massachusetts helped an illegal alien escape through the back door of the court because ICE was waiting to arrest and deport this felon at the front door. That judge will soon be spending her future in a prison cell. And don't forget about the mayor of Oakland, who warned illegals about an upcoming ICE raid, putting law enforcement agents' lives in danger. So to Democrats, no one is above the law, except for criminals. Even funnier is the court verdict versus Stormy Daniels days ago. She owes President Trump over $290,000. That makes Trump the first man in the history of the world to ever get a refund after having sex with a porn star. Now that's special. The same mainstream media that ignores Trump's victory versus Stormy Daniels tries 24/7 to paint Trump as an unpopular president, except he's not. Rasmussen has Trump at 49% as of Thursday. That was 5 points higher than Obama on the exact same day of Obama's presidency. The media tried and tried, lied and lied, and they still couldn't make Obama as popular as Trump, not even on the week that Michael Cohen got 3 years in prison. I'll bet that same lying mainstream media never told you about the testimony of Google's CEO this week. He admitted the total sum spent by Russia at Google to influence the 2016 election was $4,700. $4,700 in an entire election cycle in the entire United States of America. Meanwhile, Google executives donated $1.6 million to Hillary's campaign. $4,700. Versus 1,000,006. There was no Russian collusion, but there was Google collusion. I recommend President Trump order a special counselor investigation immediately into Google interference in U.S. elections. That same lying mainstream media has forgotten to mention great economic news. Trump is winning the trade war with China, just as I predicted from day one. Trump knows China's in precarious shape. He knows their economy's on the rocks. He knows everything they make is bought by the U.S. consumer. If we stop buying, China's economy and communist government would collapse. That must scare the D.C. swamp and the deep state to death. They are the ones who negotiate such crooked and one-sided trade deals that fleece American workers. They get filthy rich off bad trade deals. That must be why they hate Trump so much. That must be why the deep state had a top Chinese executive arrested just as Trump sat down for dinner with the president of China at the G20 summit. The DOJ didn't inform the president. They were trying to destroy Trump's ability to negotiate a great deal for American workers. Despite all of that, Trump won. China agreed to lower tariffs on U.S. cars from 40% to 15% and also made a large purchase of 2 million tons of U.S. soybeans. Thank you, President Trump. My question is, did you hear any of that in the news? No, I didn't think so. My commentary coming out on Sundays, Las Vegas Review Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in America and syndicated all over this country by Creator Syndicate. Thank you, Creator Syndicate. Thank you, Las Vegas Review Journal. All right, so isn't that funny? I mean, try to analyze all the things I talked about. John Kasich says he probably couldn't beat Trump in the GOP primary today. I mean, you're an egomaniac, you're a psychopath, you're a moron. If you could even say that with a straight face, why don't you just go right now at this moment, it would be like 98-2. Every Republican in America loves Trump as much as they've ever loved a president, ever. I didn't say the whole country loves him. I said every Republican loves him. So if John Kasich thinks probably can't beat Trump in a primary, probably you got a little mental illness going on in your head, John Kasich. And then Democrats. Democrats are really fun. I mean, Democrats are hilarious. He probably broke the law, Trump. And if he broke the law, no one's above the law, except, of course, every single illegal alien in the United States. Can you imagine Democrats with a straight face talking about no one is above the law? So a president isn't above the law, but an almost president's above the law, Hillary, and the ex-president, Bill Clinton, is above the law, and Obama was above the law, and all the leaders of the FBI that did the bidding of Hillary for God knows how much money in a Swiss bank account, Andrew McCabe and Comey and Page and Strzok, all of them are above the law, and all the people at the DOJ, Rod Rosenstein, they're above the law, and of course every legal alien in the United States is clearly above the law according to the Democratic Party. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And you know why, of course, why you treat Trump so differently than all those different groups I just named and all those individuals I just named. Because they're all Democrats and Trump isn't a Democrat. He's a Republican. That's why. That's the only reason you treat him differently. Every illegal alien in America is a future Democratic voter or a present Democratic voter. And Donald Trump is a Republican voter. That's why Democrats treat them so differently. What hypocrites. Let's take Anthony in Florida on line one. Anthony, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. How are you?
Very good. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Merry Christmas is a good thing to say at this time in our environment.
Exactly.
Thanks to Trump. You know, I'm calling you for, so this is figuratively speaking, that you can talk me off the ledge. And let's start with Flynn, for instance, his conviction. How? And what they're doing is a diversion. If people have an IQ over 38, they would know that. But the fact of the matter is, how can anybody possibly take this conviction with anything but an outrage like I am?
Right.
Totally outraged.
They set him up. They told him no lawyer required. They completely set him up. Well, they're vicious. They're disgusting. They're outrageous. Anthony, it's a joke. America's become a banana republic. And let's see if Donald Trump can be reelected and then spend, you know, the next 6 years undoing that and returning us to our glory days, because we really are a banana republic right now. You've got all the people around Trump trying to lynch Trump. This is a high-tech lynching of the President of the United States. By mistake, I passed by MSNBC today, and I stopped for just a second. And the minute I got there, it was some lawyer talking about how, you know, Donald Trump is guilty of a felony for using his own money to pay off two girls that he had sex with 10 years before he ran for president. Absurd. It's a joke. It's a witch hunt. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now! Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Rex Pistol, sponsor of this segment of the show. I love my Rex Pistol, and I love the Second Amendment, and I love Christmas. How about I combine the two? I've got Christmas gift of the year for all of you. I wrapped it, put it under my tree. I've owned many guns, however, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. I watched the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement and even Navy SEALs, and the Rex Pistol just smoked it. Excuse the pun. But it's only a fraction of the cost. Can you imagine? It beat it bad, and it's a fraction of the cost. I mean, it tortured the other gun. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. All you have to do is go to your local firearms dealer or to many online retailers and look for Rex Firearms. One of the big ones, one of the best ones, is KVAR.com, and that's the letter K and then a dash and then VAR. K-VAR.com. That's K-VAR.com. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free holster shipped with your gun. You heard me. Put in the name Wayne Root and you get a free holster. That's K-VAR.com. Or head down to your local gun store. I use Ventura Munitions here in Las Vegas. So the Clinton Foundation, I told you, I promised you I would talk about that today. Today's Friday the 14th, so we have 11 more days to go before beautiful, wonderful Christmas, my favorite holiday of the year. And my second favorite holiday of the year is Thanksgiving. So, I mean, this is the month, man. This is the funnest month of the year. And, boy, wouldn't it be nice if wrapped under my tree was the Clinton Foundation blown to smithereens, everybody there going to prison. It's classified as fraud, classified as mafia-style Clinton crime family activities. Clinton Foundation whistleblowers testify it operated as an unregistered foreign agent. The Clinton Foundation operated as a foreign agent early in its life and throughout its existence. It did not operate as a 501(c) charitable foundation as required and is not entitled to its status as a nonprofit, alleged two highly qualified forensic investigators accompanied by three other investigators in an explosive testimony to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. John Moynihan and Lawrence Doyle, both graduates of the Catholic Jesuit College of the Holy Cross and former expert forensic government investigators, gave their shocking testimony before Congress. Based on a nearly two-year investigation into the Foundation's work, both nationally and internationally, they were assisted by three other highly trained experts in taxation law and financial forensic investigations. Don't you realize this is why it was based offshore? They stressed they obtained all the documentation on the foundation legally and through FOIA requests from the IRS. Former Utah U.S. Attorney General John Huber, who resigned when he was appointed by former Department of Justice Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate the Clinton Foundation and the issues surrounding the approval to sell 20% of U.S. uranium assets to Russia, declined to attend the hearing. Chairman Mark Meadows, who oversaw the hearing, stated it was a disappointment that Huber declined. This guy's in the bag. I wonder how much money he's got in a Swiss bank account, leaving Congress in the dark regarding the DOJ's investigation. Doyle and Moynihan have amassed 6,000 documents in their nearly two-year investigation through their private firm, MDA Analytics. The documents were turned over more than a year and a half ago to the IRS, according to John Solomon, who first published a report last Thursday in The Hill. The investigation clearly demonstrates the foundation was not a charitable organization, but in point of fact was a closely held family partnership. Yeah, it's a family, all right. It's a mafia family. It's an organized crime family. It's a gang family, like the Crips and the Bloods. As such, it was governed in a fashion in which it sought in large measure to advance the personal interests of its principals, meaning Bill and Hillary Clinton, as detailed within the financial analysis of this submission and further confirmed within the supporting documentation and evidence section. At the onset of the hearing, Moynihan wanted to make perfectly clear that the intention to look into the Clinton Foundation was not political but based on their work with the firm. He disclosed the reason the firm decided to take on the Clinton Foundation, the fact they paid for the investigation out of their own pockets. "Are you doing this for money?" said Moynihan to the committee. "Yes, this is how we make a living." Moynihan and Doyle snapped back and forth between their testimony and opening statement, made clear they were working as a team, but the most shocking statements came from Moynihan's statement as he read the laundry list of violations by the Clinton Foundation. "Who's minding the store? Who's looking out for the donors? Who's minding the rule of law?" said Doyle. "Less than 0.1% of the donors gave 80% of the money, so we followed the money." Doyle stated the foundation's intentional misuse of donated public funds. The foundation falsely attested it received funds and used them for charitable purposes, which in fact is not the case. Wow. It's pretty amazing. It operated as an unregistered foreign agent, and then they testified it operated outside the bounds of a nonprofit and brokered money and pharmaceuticals. I'll get to that when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. Great guest when we get back, too. Fantastic guest we've got for you. Dick Morris, coming up next. Speaking of the Clintons.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
War now.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. President Trump has named Mick Mulvaney as his new acting chief of staff. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April and is now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network in about 30 minutes, or actually 25 minutes. I'll be on Newsmax TV, hour number 3. Our guest now is going to be Dick Morris in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of the show. It's My Doctor Suggests. The only way I made it through the week, because this was a tough week for me. You know, I started the week with a speech, and it went downhill from there. It was so difficult to keep my voice from going out on me, but I kept it going every day, never missed a minute. That's 3 years now on radio and national TV and national radio and local radio where I haven't missed 1 minute because of a hoarse voice. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests, and their colloidal silver lozenges. My throat is now a workhorse. I suck on those lozenges all show long. Silver is a miracle worker. It destroys the bacteria, the viruses, and the yeast. The second silver comes in contact with germs, it starts to destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. 3 years on national TV and radio, and I've never lost my voice because these guys, I've never gotten sick either. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Root does suggest, I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Put in the promo code USA Radio, and you will get 20% off your first order. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, too. Make sure. USA Radio, 20% off, 866-660-9868. All right, we've got our guest, Mr. Dick Morris, the esteemed political strategist on the line. His website's dickmorris.com. He's got a new book out called 50 Shades of Politics. 50 Shades of Politics. You can find it right now at Amazon.com or dickmorris.com. Just released it. We got him on the show hot off the presses. 50 Shades of Politics. Dick Morris, how are you?
Good, and I'm doing great, Wayne. You know, it can't be bought in a bookstore. It's self-published.
So, and why did you want to do it that way, by the way? What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, part of it is that you can get it published in a couple of days as opposed to 6 months. And part of it is you make more money. And part of it is that you can change it. We can add to this book as time goes on without a problem. It's amazing. It's Amazon publishes it, and it's printed to order. So if you go online now and you order it, they will print a copy for you. And
wow.
You get it in 2 to 3 days. Or Kindle, where you get it, of course, immediately. And it is just such a neat thing. It's really the future of book publishing.
I was just going to say, who needs publishers? This is the future.
Yeah, exactly. This thing is quite unlike any other
publishers I couldn't stand, right?
Exactly. This is totally unlike any other book we've written, though, because it's a memoir. It's autobiographical. It's a series of 100 stories, short stories, maybe 2 or 3 pages each, about my childhood growing up, how I got into politics, why I became a Republican, how I first met Bill Clinton, how I started my political career. And then about a third of the book is about my time with Clinton. And I talk about stuff that a lot of people nobody knows about. Like, for example, a theory about Vince Foster that I include in there. I think I may know a little bit about his death. I talk about why Hillary is the center of all scandals, and is she anti-Semitic. And then on the positive side, I talk about the last time the parties worked together in America 20 years ago, where with a Republican Congress and a Democratic president, we balanced the budget, we reformed welfare, we raised the minimum wage, we extended health care coverage when you change jobs, and I talk about how that was done. And then the other part of the book are stories from my work in 40 different countries. That's up to, what, 12 presidents or prime ministers. So the jungles of Kenya and how you juggle tribal loyalty or fighting the former secret police in Romania or trying to elect an anti-Putin slate of democracy advocates to the Duma in Russia or pushing Brexit, getting it launched in Britain. And then stories from around the U.S., like the time I flew to Charleston, West Virginia to meet my client, but unfortunately it was Charleston, South Carolina. And my first state dinner where all the photographers wanted a picture because they didn't have any in their files, and I forgot my tuxedo. I had to borrow a waiter's tuxedo, and Al Gore collapsed in laughter and dragged the Washington Post photographer over to take a picture.
You got some stories,
kind of book
man.
You put up, you pick up, you put down, and we brought it out in time for Christmas to make a wonderful festive gift.
All right, so his new book, Dick Morris, 50 Shades of Politics.
Oh, by the way, the other reason for self-publishing it is it's cheaper. The book is $14, not $30.
There you go. There you go. So everybody wins. You make more, and it costs everybody less. So everybody wins. Just released,
exactly.
Only available at Amazon.com or DickMorris.com. 50 Shades of Politics. What a great career Dick Morris had. Let me ask you a question about some of the news that came out in the last 24 hours about the Clinton Foundation. You know, all I am is just a, you know, kind of a Jewish kid from the streets of New York who was kind of a street kid, and I have a good instinct about life. And I've said for years now that the Clinton Foundation is nothing more than an extortion organization that puts a gun to the head of foreign leaders and says, give me a donation, and your Secretary of State, Hillary, will give you a government contract. Isn't that what's coming out right now in the testimony by the whistleblowers?
Yep, exactly. And it's it was set up for the purpose of extortion. And the reason that Hillary had a secret server is that she did not want the extortion and the transactions to be on the government server so she could control it and stop people from finding out.
There we go.
And that's why she got into all the trouble with her secret server. It was a device to cover up the extortion.
See, brilliant, Dick. I didn't even think about that. That's perfect. That explains everything. There it is, right there. Wow.
Yeah, that's why they did it. With the Clinton,
isn't it amazing
there's always
she's
the kind
away
of original sin.
How well, she walked away scot-free?
She hasn't yet. I have a lot of faith that Barr, when he becomes confirmed as AG, may go after her. I think that it's a prosecution waiting to happen. And I think that as the House of Representatives makes clear that whatever the evidence, they're going to impeach Trump. Senate will never remove him, but the House will impeach him, even with no evidence. I think that the administration is going to take the gloves off and go after her for the Clinton Foundation and the emails and go after the FBI and the Justice Department for their cover-ups.
So you think in a weird way it's actually better, it's good news that the bad guys are going after Trump because otherwise he would have never gone after them, he would have left it alone. But instead now he's enraged, they're going after his kids, they're going after him, they're going after his daughter, and he's just going to take the gloves off and we're going to see a lot of people indicted and a lot of people on trial for their bad deeds, I guess, right?
Yes, and for their non-deeds if they're Trump. I mean, the amazing thing here is that Barack Obama violates the campaign finance law in a meaningful and important way. He doesn't report campaign contributions in the last 3 weeks of the campaign. The law was that after you file them every quarter, but in the last 3 weeks of the campaign, you have to file every day every maximum contribution you get so that if you're getting a flood of money, your opponent can know about it. Obama refused to file that paperwork. And he was fined $800,000, $350,000, by the FEC, the biggest fine in history. And that's completely irrelevant. Donald Trump pays $1 million of his own money to buy off this porn star, quarter million, whatever, of his own money to buy off this porn star, not only about the election, but about his marriage and about his place in the community. And he's allowed to make limitless campaign contributions. But since he funnels the money to Mike Cohn, they're claiming it's an election law violation. Absolutely absurd.
Right. No, absurd. No, and listen, here's the thing that came out in the last 24 hours that I had forgotten, that forget about the fact that Obama was fined that $350,000 for not reporting his campaign contributions. Yeah. Much worse than that is Obama asked his friends, so that's like Michael Cohen. Trump used Michael Cohen. Obama used a very rich donor to offer a $150,000 bribe to, what's that guy's name? Jeremiah Wright? I don't know, the pastor Wright.
Yeah.
And so they offered him $150,000 to shut up and shut down his lectures until the election was over.
That is brilliant, Wayne. I did not think of that.
Yeah,
of course
same
he
thing.
Did.
Same
of course
thing.
He did. That is
what was his name? Was it Jeremiah Wright? I can't remember.
Jeremiah Wright.
Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah, not God Bless America, God Damn America.
God Damn America, right.
Yeah, the 9/11.
So what's the difference? Come on.
The chickens are coming home to roost.
Exactly.
Wow. That
so, I mean, it's a joke what's going on.
And then this Russia meddling stuff. Mueller believes that Assange at WikiLeaks wanted a party and that he agreed he cut a deal with Trump, that he would get a pardon, and in return, Assange would dump all of this information out there before the election during the convention. But Assange denies it, Manafort denies it, Stone denies it, and Corbyn, all four people who are involved with it, deny it. And on the basis of this, the House is going to go ahead and vote impeachment. And almost like an appeal of the election. And it's absolutely insane.
But the
like
Senate
now,
will never go along with it.
To
never
do,
be
you don't like to. You impeach him.
The Senate will never go along with it. He'll never be convicted. So
no.
It's meaningless.
But it's going to tie up the country for 2 years.
Yeah, of course. Terrible. Dick Morris, what matters is we got great guys fighting for us like Dick Morris. His new book is 50 Shades of Politics. I'm proud to call him a friend, Republican political strategist. His website's dickmorris.com. His new book is available at amazon.com or dickmorris.com. I repeat, 50 Shades of Politics. I can't wait to get my copy. It's about his whole lifetime in the political world, and he is a good man, and I'm glad you came on the show, and I'm glad to know you, Mr. Morris. We'll see you soon.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Wayne. Vice President.
Good luck with book sales, and make sure you knock it down as a Christmas gift, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Root gives its highest endorsement, 50 Shades of Politics, the great Dick Morris. We'll be right back.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dud sheets, or a diamond ring, and get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now, the sponsor of this segment of the show. And by the way, I ask a very good question here. Robert Mueller and his minions destroyed evidence and are obstructing justice. You know, it's now out that they wiped Peter Strzok's iPhone clean. So why isn't he being arrested right now? Why isn't Robert Mueller being perp walked out of the building? Why is there no announcement of an investigation by a special prosecutor or counselor of the special prosecutor or counselor named Robert Mueller? I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. All right, back to, I just had to get that out of my system, okay? Now I feel much better. A prayer of vengeance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We just had a great book from Dick Morris called 50 Shades of Politics, like 50 Shades of Grey. And you know I believe in the wonderful book by Bill O'Reilly. He's got a book out called Killing the SS. These are all great Christmas gifts. I mean, God, get three of them for somebody in your life. Get them for your favorite radio host, Wayne Root. Send them to Wayne Root. This one's called A Prayer of Vengeance. You can't get this one for me because I got it already signed by the author. It's great stuff. I rarely ever recommend books on my show. But this guy is a wonderful guy. He sponsored my TV, my radio show, which is so unusual to have an author sponsor your radio show. And the book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness that's playing out all around us every day. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. The book gets my highest five-star endorsement, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. Again, it's an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith And if you like Da Vinci Code, Along Came a Spider, you'll love A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. It's available exclusively on Amazon. So it must be just like the deal that Dick Morris got. Exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Just like Dick Morris's book was only at Amazon or DickMorris.com. So these guys have figured out a new way to sell books. Interesting. I'm curious to see whether it works and whether it wins for everybody. All right. Good job, John Stafford, PrayerVengeance.com. So here's another article about the Clintons, the crazy Clintons. Whistleblowers. The Clinton Foundation operated outside the bounds of a nonprofit and brokered money in pharmaceuticals. House Oversight Subcommittee on Government Operations held a hearing on Capitol Hill on the Clinton Foundation. Mark Meadows led the hearing. Special Prosecutor John Huber was a no-show. I keep saying he sounds to me like a guy who's got a Swiss bank account. The whistleblowers, I mentioned all the other stuff. They said everything was outside the bounds of a nonprofit charity organization and instead operated exactly like the Global Fund in Geneva, Switzerland, by brokering money and pharmaceuticals. Mr. Moynihan stated 60% of the donations going to the Clinton Foundation were used for administrative fees. The industry norm is 10 to 15%. If you just read this stuff and go, what? Congressman Jim Jordan asked the whistleblowers to elaborate on their claims the Clinton Foundation was operating as an agent of a foreign government. And he says they were brokering money and they were brokering pharmaceuticals. They were an agent of money through these donors. They would take a VIG, broker, meaning a commission, broker the money. And then they negotiated these relationships with the pharmaceutical companies. By the same token, they were brokering the pharmaceuticals and again taking the VIG, the fee. Mr. Moynihan explained to Congressman Jordan that the Clinton Foundation became a hybrid of a private foundation and a public charity, which they were not approved to do. In a shocking admission, Mr. Moynihan said, our analysis shows that this hybrid modeled the Global Fund in Geneva, Switzerland. The Clinton Foundation was doing all of this and not paying the same taxes as they would have had they been operating as a partnership, which means they potentially misled the IRS. Hillary Clinton was using a private server and a non-government email while she was Secretary of State so she could facilitate pay-to-play transactions with Clinton Foundation donors in secret. Dick Morris broke that story for me, and here it is in print right here. And, of course, I broke the story for Dick Morris that, Obama paid off somebody, paid off Jeremiah. Pastor Jeremiah, whatever his name is. Now I forgot his name. There's so many names. Jeremiah Wright. Reverend Wright. Pastor Wright. So just like Trump supposedly paid off those women. Who cares? By the way, how many women do you think Bill Clinton paid off? How many women do you think Hillary Clinton paid off? How many women do you think Barack Obama paid off? Or whatever he paid off. I don't know if it's women. I don't know if Hillary paid off women or men. But I know she paid off somebody. And I know that Barack Obama paid off somebody. I guarantee you, as sure as I'm standing here. You know, all I could tell you is all these people in politics are all guilty of the exact same thing, but no one's ever gone after them before because all the gloves are off now. Now, here's my advice. Please quote me right when you watch. Here's my advice to President Donald Trump. Take them all down. Destroy all of them. They're evil, evil people. Because, see, the most evil thing in the world is not to do something bad and then later repent. That's not a terrible thing. It's not good, but it's not terrible. The most evil thing in the world is to be guilty of something evil and then to accuse other people of it and try and bring them down to the same things you did. And that describes the Clintons and the Obamas and the FBI. Every politician on both sides does all the same things, and you're holding Trump to a different standard, and it's disgusting and it's outrageous. And when the Republican Party tried some facsimile of this with Bill Clinton, but you can't compare it. Bill Clinton was screwing an intern. You can't compare it. Monica Lewinsky was a young girl working for Clinton in the White House. But nonetheless, when Republicans tried to nail him to the cross for that, the American people took Clinton's side. So why would you try and nail Trump to the cross for having sex with totally grown, mature women in a consensual relationship 10 years before he ran for president? You don't think Clinton paid people off? He paid off Paula Jones. And Obama paid off Reverend Jeremiah Wright. But the Clintons committed real crimes. Forget about sex. No need to talk about sex. Clinton Foundation is the mafia.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.